You are about to listen to the undiluted word of God, taught by Pastor Chidi Eberi Nwokocha, Senior Pastor of Kingdom Disciples Assembly, a man known for his strong passion for leadership, growth, and kingdom discipleship. Listen and be impacted.
The topic this morning is Great is Thy Faithfulness. And before I go into the scripture and order, I'll just tell you a few things about this. You know, Prophet Jeremiah, he was a professor in his own standing anyway. Prophet Jeremiah in Lamentation was one of the first to acknowledge this. And I'm going to tell us a little bit about Jeremiah and how this applies to us. Then again, the song that we took, praise the Lord, Great is Thy Faithfulness, is another song that is a song that was written by Thomas Obadiah Chisholm. I'm sure he's an Igbo man. Chisholm. We'll get to that also. And I'll tell you a bit about him. And we all tie it in into how it affects our life. Praise the Lord. Lamentation 3. 22-26. Lamentation 3. 22-26. He said, it is of the Lord's mercies that we are not consumed, because his compassion fail not. They are new every morning. Great is thy faithfulness. The Lord is my portion, saith my soul. Therefore will I hope in him. The Lord is good unto them that wait for him. To the soul that seeketh him, it is good that a man should both hope and quietly wait for the salvation of the Lord. One of the things we agreed when we said before you make that New Year resolution is that this year is a year that will put absolute trust in the Almighty God. This is a year that you're going to depend on him every second, every minute, every hour, every day, every week, every month. Because your friends will disappoint you. Trust me. Your parents may disappoint you. This is a year you have to hold on to the Almighty God, because he's a faithful God. Things around you may fall apart. Things may not look the way they ought to be. But God is a faithful God. If he has said it, it will come to happen. This is a year you need to sit down and write down the promises of God concerning your life. You know, most people just enter the year, they make a New Year resolution. And, you know, somebody said that as soon as they're making the resolution, they're forgetting about it. And by the next day, by 1 month, 2 weeks, 3 weeks, 1 month, 2 months, they have forgotten about it. I want to encourage everybody here. Our God says that none of his word will fall to the ground until it accomplishes that which it is sent out to accomplish. Praise the Lord. So I will encourage every one of us here, as you leave service today, spend time with your Bible. Look for the promises of God that pertains to your situation. Write it down. And every morning, every afternoon, every evening, declare it. It doesn't matter what you're seeing. It doesn't matter what is happening around you. Hold on to that word that you want to hold on for 2019. And declare it. This is a year that you need to put God first in everything that you do. I won't come out here and say, oh, thus says the Lord, for you this year, this will happen. That's what people want to know. And God is not a talkative. Praise the Lord. As our faces are different, so do our needs differ. So do each one of us have a special word from the Lord. So we cannot come and say one word for everybody. It doesn't happen that way. Praise the Lord. So you need to hold on to God this year. You need to hold on to the promises of God this year. You need to write it down and begin to declare it. Praise the Lord. And begin to declare it. And it will come to pass in your life because God is a faithful God. What is faithfulness? When we say faithfulness, we say, oh, loyalty, constancy, devotion, fidelity, dedication, commitment, dependability, true to one's word, promises, vows. Faithfulness is one of the attributes of our God. That means he can never change. God is not like you and I who can change. If you annoy me now, I can change towards you. No. He is constant because he's a faithful God. So if God has declared anything concerning you, it will come to pass. And that is why this morning, I want us to look at these two men, Jeremiah and Thomas Obadiah Chisholm. And I will see how they held on to this. And how this applies to you and I, even as we go in 2019. Praise the Lord. Jeremiah was a prophet that God called as a child. If you read the book of Jeremiah, he was a child and God called him. He said, Lord, I can't even speak. God said, keep quiet. You go to them. Whatever I tell you, you tell them. Praise the Lord. He said, you should not be afraid of their faces. Jeremiah was ever weeping. If he's a prophet today, they will say he has failed. You know, in today's parlance, how they see a good prophet is that he has maybe jets doing very well. Praise the Lord. Maybe he has one big crowd. And they say, oh, he's a good prophet. If you go by today's parlance, Jeremiah was a failure. Jeremiah was very poor. And he suffered to deliver the prophecies. He was thrown into prison. He was thrown into a system. He was taken into captivity to Egypt against his will. He was rejected by his neighbors. He was rejected by his family and friends. Some called him a false prophet. Even the false prophets rejected him. He that was the true prophet. Praise the Lord. The people that he was leading prophesying to the audience, they rejected him. Of course, the king hated him. Some of us will have said, are you sure God is with this man? Throughout his life and throughout the period of prophecy, he stood alone. What was he prophesying at this period? This was the period Israel has sinned against, Judah has sinned against the Almighty God. And God said, I am going to take them to captivity. And Jeremiah prophesied. And Jeremiah witnessed everything God has said come to pass. Praise the Lord. He suffered tremendously, carrying out God's assignment. To the world today, we'll call him a total failure, but he stood his ground. You see, in Jeremiah's darkest moment, his hope was strengthened with this assurance. God has been faithful in the past. And he will continue to be faithful. You know, Jeremiah witnessed all the prophets that God has given him come to pass. Praise the Lord. So, all these people are rebelling against me. They should repent. I am going to carry them into captivity. And it came to pass. And in the midst of all this crisis, he said, great is thy faithfulness. Why would Jeremiah say that? Why? Because he has seen God's judgment and God's mercy in the time of judgment. Jeremiah could still cling on to the mercy of God because he knows if God has said this will happen, it will happen. And since God said they will go into captivity and that they will come out of captivity, he held on to it. If God has said it in your life, it will come to pass in the name of Jesus. It doesn't matter what you're going through now. Some of us are going through crisis. Some of us are asking questions. God, why me? Why is it happening to me? Do you know that Jeremiah could have abandoned ship? How can you be a prophet all your life was suffering, 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 suffering from beginning to the end? Praise the Lord. But even in the midst of that crisis, this God I serve, He's a faithful God. His mercy is new every day. Praise the Lord. Jeremiah saw one ray of hope in all the sin and sorrow surrounding him. He realized that God's compassion failed not. What is compassion? Compassion is love in action. Praise the Lord. God's compassion is greater than any sin, and he promises forgiveness. You see, compassion is God's love, what? In action. It doesn't matter what you've done, his compassion is greater and stronger than that sin. There is nothing that you have done that God cannot forgive. But the problem lies with you and I, because sometimes we are strong-headed, stubborn, arrogant, to come on bended knees and say, Lord, have mercy on me. Praise the Lord. But I always tell people one thing. As a man in the Bible, whenever I read his story, I say, God forgive this man. There is no sin he will not forgive. And that man is King Ahab. 1 Kings 21:27-29. And it came to pass, when Ahab heard those words, that he rent his clothes and put sackcloth upon his flesh and fasted and lay in sackcloth and went softly. And the word of the Lord came to Elijah the Tishbite, saying, Seest thou how Ahab humbled himself before me? Because he humbled himself before me, I will not bring the evil in his days, but in his son's days will I bring this evil upon his house. Ahab did terrible things. Judgment had already been passed on him. But Ahab realized that, look, judgment had been passed, but this is still God. I'd rather go to God than to go to man. He humbled himself and cried, put himself in ashes. And God looked down from heaven and saw Ahab in ashes and said, can you see this man, how he has humbled himself, even though he's a king before me? He said, go, tell him. This thing will not happen in his time, but in his children's time. Praise the Lord. So is he with us? Jeremiah knew from personal experience that God's faithfulness, God's promises that punishment will follow disobedience, and it did. But God also had promised future restoration and blessing. And Jeremiah knew that God will keep his promise also. Maybe you've done something and you've been paying for it. You know, sometimes the Bible says that he that breaks the hedge, the serpent will do what? Will bite. Some of us are in pain, suffering because of things that we have done, or maybe things that we didn't even do, but maybe from our foundation. And we're going through challenges. But God says, if only you will repent, if only you will surrender, if only you will come back to me, I will strengthen you out. I will reorder your steps. I will change you. I will transform you. I will make you a sign and a wonder to this generation. Maybe you are here, you are thinking 2018 has come and gone, and you are writing yourself off. Stop! Don't write yourself off. God is not done yet with you. He's the author and finisher of your faith. He's about to start a new chapter in your life. He's going to turn things around because he's a faithful God. Great is his faithfulness. Praise the Lord. Look at this scripture, Lamentation 3:22-26. First thing I see from here is that Jeremiah, in spite of the problems, challenges that he has been through as a prophet, was still grateful to God. He showed gratitude. He said in verse 20, he said, if it was not the Lord's mercies that we are not consumed, because his compassion fail not. He realized that what Israel had done, if not for the mercy of God, they would have been consumed. Just like the snare is broken. He said, had it not been the Lord who was on our side. Praise the Lord. You made it. You escaped into 2019 because of the compassion of the Almighty God. And that is why we have to be grateful. You might say, oh, Pastor, you don't know what I'm going through. I don't have a roof over my head. I don't have any job. I'm not even sure I'm going to have my meal today. But you are alive and healthy. He will meet you at your point of need. And he will turn your situation around in the name of Jesus. Amen. Gratitude. A show of gratitude, thanksgiving. We did not get the punishment we deserved. But his mercy, his compassion, helped us to make it through. compassion, the love of God in action. Jeremiah 31:3. The Lord has appeared of old unto me, saying, yea, I have loved thee with an everlasting love. Therefore, with loving kindness have I drawn thee. I'm going to read those scriptures and I will explain. John 3:16. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Then Romans 5. I want to take all of them together and explain. Romans 5, 1 to 12. It said, therefore, being justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, by whom also we have access by faith into grace, wherein we stand and rejoice in hope of the glory of God. And not only so, but we glory in tribulation also, knowing that tribulation worketh patience, and patience experience, and experience hope. And hope maketh not ashamed, because the love of God is shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Ghost, which is given to us. For when we were yet without strength, in due time, Christ died for the ungodly. For scarcely by a righteous man will one die, yet peradventure for a good man, some will even dare to die. But God commanded his love towards us, in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Much more then, being now justified by his blood, we shall be saved from wrath through him. For if, when we are enemies, we were reconciled to God by the death of his Son, much more being reconciled, we shall be saved by his life. And not only so, but we also joy in God through our Lord Jesus Christ, by whom we have now received the atonement. Wherefore, as by one man sin entered into the world, and death by sin, and so death passed upon all men, for all have sinned. Praise the Lord. Now what we see in these scriptures, God is saying that even before you were born, before the foundation of the earth, that I have loved you with an everlasting love. And it's that love that made him send his only begotten Son to come and pay the price to redeem you and I. So the love of God here is, in spite of whatever you have done. His love for you is in spite of whatever you've done. It's unconditional. He said, while we are yet enemies of the cross, he died for us. Much more now. Gratitude. God made it possible for us to enter 2019 by his grace and by his mercy. And he's saying, my son, my daughter, why don't you give me a hand? Let me lead you on this path, on this journey of 2019. Fear not. Give me a hand. Don't worry. He said, if the journey gets tough, I will carry you, because I'm a faithful God. He said, I know what you need. I know what the problems are. I know where the challenges are. I know where the potholes of life are. I know where the mountains are. I will carry you through. I will see you through. If only you will trust me. Praise the Lord. God loves us in spite of. God hates sin. There's no doubt about that. But he loves the sinner. Unconditionally. His arms are always outstretched, waiting for you to come back to him. Praise the Lord. Another thing that we see from the Lamentation 3, 22-26, that God offers us a new opportunity to return to him every day. You see, every day, the Almighty God gives you and I a privilege to start all over again. It says, verse 23 says, they are new every morning. Great is their faithfulness. The mercy of God is new every morning. Every morning you have a cleanse to get it right. You have an opportunity to come back to him. To be restored to that path of greatness and righteousness. Because he's a faithful God. Great is his faithfulness. You know, one of my favorite psalms is Psalm 107. For time, I will not read the whole chapter, but if you have time, go and read through it. Psalm 107, 1 to 7. I'll read 1 to 7, but read the whole chapter. He said, oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endureth forever. Let the remnant of the Lord say so, whom he had redeemed from the hand of the enemy, and gathered them out of the land, from the east and from the west, and from the north and from the south. They wandered in wilderness in a solitary way. They found no city to dwell in. Hungry and thirsty, their soul fainted in them. And they cried unto the Lord in their trouble. And he delivered them out of their distresses. And he led them forth by the right hand, that they might go to the city of habitation. But if you look at this psalm, it's broken into five sections. Praise the Lord. You know, the first one, 1 to 7, talks about deliverance to those who are redeemed from want. He said they lacked. They didn't have food to eat. They didn't have things to hold on to. But when they cried unto the Lord, the God heard them and provided for them. Praise the Lord. If you read 8 to 14, it said deliverance of the prisoners from chains and darkness. He said they were bound in prison. They were held in chains. The prison doors were closed, and they didn't know what to do. But they remembered and cried unto the Almighty God, and he heard them. And the chains broke. Prison doors opened, and they were delivered, because he's a faithful God. I prophesy into the life of somebody here. 2019 is your year of breakthrough. Every chain, every door hindering your progress, any desire to hold you down, this moment, they are broken in the name of Jesus, because God is a faithful God. If you look at the text section of this psalm, 107, 15 to 20 says, he delivers from fools from sickness. Some people had sickness out of foolishness, maybe sin. They were sick, bedridden, could not be healed. Praise the Lord. But when they come with all this, at some point, they came to their senses. And what did they do? They cried unto the Lord. And the Lord heard them. Praise the Lord. And healed them from their sicknesses. Maybe you are here. In this 2019, you are carrying a sickness. You can't even tell anybody. It's taking a toll on your finances. And you don't know what to do. I prophesy into your life today that as you yield and surrender to the Almighty God, that sickness is gone in Jesus' name. Because his mercies are new every day. Great is his faithfulness. Praise the Lord. You get into verse 20 to 21 to 30 of that psalm. He said, deliverance of sailors from storm. These are businessmen that they traveled. They bought goods. On their way back, they had all kinds of storms. And they were on the verge of losing everything. Praise the Lord. But they cried to the Almighty God. And he calmed the storm they were facing. I don't know the kind of storm you are going through in your life right now. It could be financial storm. It could be family storm. It could be marital storm. It could be business storm. It could be financial storm. Whatever storm you are going through right now. In that name, that is above every other name, Jesus Christ, I decree right now, I say, peace be still. Peace be still. And so shall it be in Jesus' name. This man cried out to God, and God helped them and calmed the storm. Then the last section of that psalm, 31 to 43, talks about both the rich and the poor. They all had different problems. The rich had their own. The rich also cry. The poor also do what? Cry. They had their challenges. But one common denominator in this psalm is that this category of people had different kinds of problems. But the turning point in their life came when they decided to turn to God and say, Lord God, look, we perish. We have nobody to help us. No man to help us. Our money cannot save us. Our friends cannot save us. We need you. Help us. As they cried to him, the Lord helped them, because he's a faithful God. And because he has loved us with an everlasting love in spite of who we are. Praise the Lord. Another thing you learn from Jeremiah is that God never disappoints those that wait on him. Verse 24-26 says, the Lord is my portion, said my soul. Therefore will I hope in him. The Lord is good unto them that wait on him. To the soul that seeketh him. It is good that a man should both hope and quietly wait for the salvation of the Lord. God is saying, even though it tarry, wait. I am the Almighty God, I change not. I'll bring it to pass. Just wait. Let's open our Bibles to Isaiah 40, 28 to 31. Isaiah 40, 28 to 31. He said, has thou not known? Has thou not heard? That the everlasting God, the Lord, the creator of the ends of the earth, fainteth not. Neither is weary. There is no searching of his understanding. He giveth power to the faint, and to them that have no might, he increases strength. Even the youths shall faint and be weary, and the young men shall utterly fall. But they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary, and they shall walk and not faint. I don't know the category where you're falling. You say that things that will happen. This is an interesting year. Things that will happen that may shake your faith. Things that will happen that may even make you tired and weary. He said, but they that wait upon the Lord, we do what? We renew their strength. They will mount up wings as eagles and begin to do what? Fly. Like I said on the crossover service, you know, somebody posts, and I love all those, some of those Facebook posts, said, no matter the economy of the jungle, the lion will not eat grass. It doesn't matter what happens this year, the Lord will protect his own. It doesn't matter what happens this year, how the economy turns out, the Lord will protect his own. He will provide for his own. And we are all candidates in the name of Jesus. So Jeremiah was saying, I have seen this God from beginning when he called me to now. I've seen everything that he has said that will happen has happened. And you know what about Jeremiah? Jeremiah, whenever I told us at some point, Jeremiah had his mood. But he said, this God I know is a faithful God. He has said it, he will make it to happen. And that takes us to the next person, Thomas Obadiah Chisholm. He wrote this powerful hymn. Great is thy faithfulness, O God, my Father. There is no shadow of turning with thee. Thou changest not. Thy compassion, they fail not. As thou hast been, thou forever will be. He said, God is a faithful God. And he said, O God, my Father. Question I want to ask you today. Before you say, God, oh, great is thy faithfulness. Is God your Father? That is key. There are things for the children. Yes, some crumbs may fall from the table. But there are things for the children. Is God your Father? Can you boldly say, yes, God is my Father? Say, great is our faithfulness. Oh God, my Father. You don't know much about this man. Let me tell us about this man. He was born in 1866 in Kentucky, U.S. At the age of 27, in 1893, he gave his life to Christ. Thomas Obadiah Chisholm. You know, he became a pastor of a Methodist church just for 1 year. He went to be a pastor, he went to serve God as a pastor. But in 1 year, he resigned due to ear. He was so sick, he couldn't minister. Praise the Lord. You know, and he moved to New Jersey and began selling life insurance. Praise the Lord. While remaining active in the local church, he wrote over 1,000 unpublished songs. But in 1923, at the age of 57, he wrote this hymn that brought him to limelight. Praise the Lord. This is the hymn that brought him, only one hymn brought him to limelight. Great is the faithfulness. But at 75, he wrote, he made this comment. He said, my income has not been large at any time due to impaired health in the earlier years, which has followed me until now. Although I must not fail to record unfailing faithfulness of a covenant-keeping God, which I am filled with astonishing greatness. He retired at the age of 87 and died at the age of 94. But what he was trying to say by this song, he says, yes, I had expectations, things that I wanted God to tick off from my checklist. They never happened. But when I wake up each day and I saw how I survived and made it even to that ripe old age, I see the hand of God in everything that I do, because God is a faithful God. He said, I know my God, he keeps his promises. Therefore, I hold on to it and I never give up on it. I want us to pardon our heads even at this moment. God is a faithful God. I don't know what things you're believing God for this year. Maybe you have written your list of things you want God to do for you. There are promises of God that you need to hold on to. It doesn't matter what your situation is. There is no challenge that is too great for my God. There is no problem that is too great for my God. He's a faithful God. I want you to begin to call upon God this moment and begin to bring his promises before him. Don't pray aimlessly. Bring out the promises of God. Find them and bring it before him. And say, God, I know you're a faithful God. Great is thy faithfulness. I am looking up to you this year. I am holding on to you this year. Nothing will change my resolve to serve you, to be with you, to hold on to you. And I know you will see me through. Because his mercies are new every morning. Bring that request before the Almighty God. It doesn't matter what it is. Like I always say, don't ask for small things. Don't ask for small things. Bring your request before God boldly as your Father. Great is thy faithfulness, O God, my Father. Because his love is unchanging. Jesus loves you. He loves you in spite of whatever thing that you've been through, whatever you're doing. He loves you in spite of what you're going through. And his love is capable of transforming your life. His love is capable of changing your story. If only you will embrace him. And if you're here this morning, you have not taken a decision to say, Lord Jesus, come into my life. Change my story. I want you to be my Father. I want you to be my helper. Men will disappoint you this year. Women will disappoint you. Friends, your money will disappoint you. But Jesus never fails. This moment, as you hear the word of God, he's saying, my son, my daughter, I want to make a difference in your life. I am a faithful God. I will be there for you. Just give me your hands and let us start the work.
Thank you for listening. We believe you have been blessed. For more information, kindly fellowship with us on Wednesdays by 6:30 p.m. for our midweek services and Sundays by 9 a.m. for our family services at number 209 Muri Okola Street, Victoria Island, Lagos, or visit us on Facebook at Kingdom Disciples Assembly.